The young couple got married in Pittsburgh several years ago. It was a beautiful day. As a matter of fact, it was a perfect day. And the year before COVID, she found out that she was pregnant with a boy. They could not be happier. They cried for 2 days when they found out. But like all good things, there are complications. Nothing is ever 100% good. For her mother and father lived around the corner. So intimacy and being alone and running your own life was a little bit difficult. Like the mother was over there all the time. Can we do something for you? Can we cut the grass? Can we go shopping? This is before she was pregnant. She would just come back for the honeymoon. And Mary was very upset at this. She said to her husband, Evan, I told you we shouldn't move here. They're like helicopter parents. They're always hovering over everybody. Then she goes through her pregnancy. They had moved away. They had moved away to New Jersey. They lived in Morristown, and he worked in the city, and she worked locally as a teacher. But when she got pregnant, she was into her 35th week, she stopped teaching and was home. And the mother kept calling, do you need any help? Do you need any help? No, I don't need any help. I'm fine. But now she was going on her way to the hospital. And obviously, from what I just said, she did not have a great relationship with her mother. A little bit on the edge. They loved each other very much. They helped each other out. But there wasn't a 100% relationship. But when she got pregnant, the mother ramped it up a little bit. That's why they moved out. Now they were on their own. And she never told her husband this, but she missed her mother. When she had the baby, 5 minutes after she had the baby, guess who walked into the birthing room? Mommy. And she said to her, Mary, I'll be here for you. I'm going to stay 4 months helping you out. Well, Mary freaked out. Oh my God, I just got away from that. Now I'm here. But it wasn't exactly the same. While she criticized her mother to her husband, something was different. When she moved into their house, the baby boy was colic. Colicky? Colic. Colicky or colic? Whoever. You know what colic is, obviously. I was colic. It's some kind of digestive thing where you cry all the time. That's what it was. And now she saw for the first time her mother's parenting skills. She did not have to walk, nor did the husband have to walk at night around the house. She watched as the boy was in her arms, and she would take a pillow and sit there and sing to him. And Mary said to her mother, you did that for me, didn't you? Yes, I did. And slowly but surely, she began to see her mother in a different light. Very few people in our life are all one thing. They're not totally evil or totally good. So when we see something wrong with another person that we perceive it to be wrong, we focus on that. We see somebody on the television, it's always, well, she's not so good looking, he's not so smart. We always look for the negative. It's unbelievable. Now Mary began to see what she never knew. She began to understand the love that her mother had for her and her three siblings. She would say, well, she doesn't really love me. She doesn't give me the time. Well, there's four other kids. You have to divide your time up. And in that time, in the first 6 or 8 months of this baby's life, she took the splinter. Very few people have beams in their eyes, unless you're evil, unless you're Vladimir Putin or somebody like that, unless you're a totally evil person. You don't have a beam in your eye. You have maybe three splinters, four splinters, five splinters. They're small things. They can be big if you let them. But most people are good people. Yeah, you might have a disagreement with them over some, probably nothing. But that's the reality of life. But for some reason, human beings like to pick on the negative, point to the negative. And she did that. Experience is the best teacher in life. You can show somebody how to drive a car. You can show somebody how to catch a ball. You can show somebody how to cook, except for me. But they have to do it themselves. They have to see and experience and touch and feel for themselves what it is. That's how you learn. That's how kids learn. So today I'd like you just to think of somebody in your life who has some splinters. Maybe somebody who has a beam. And to step back a little bit and try to think of the whole picture. Not just those three or four experiences that hurt you, where they said something or did something. Try to back away a little bit and see the whole picture of the person. I'm sure you'll find more good than bad.